One of the main issues with many forms of OCD involves the concept of probability. The first issue with probability is that most people don't understand how to estimate probability. In particular, they are likely to believe that because something happened previously, it is either more likely or less likely to happen again. For example, most people, if asked, what is the probability of a coin toss being heads or tails on the next toss, if there have already been 9 tosses and each came up heads, would have a rationale for either heads or tails. However, the accurate response is that there is a 50-50 chance of heads or tails on each toss, no matter how many times it occurred previously. It is a significant error in thinking about probability to base the probability on something that has already occurred, and yet that is what most people do all the time. In the case of OCD, someone is likely to believe that because they did a ritual and nothing bad happened, that the ritual prevents something bad from happening. They are erroneously connecting two things that are not connected. The second issue with probability is that most people are able to function with the idea that something is not likely to happen. However, many of those with OCD want 100% reassurance that something will not happen or did not happen. For example, when driving and they hit a bump and think, what if I hit someone? They need to stop or drive around the block to check so that they can be certain. Sometimes they may need to do this numerous times. Or, if leaving the house, they may need to check many times that the stove is turned off, for fear of the house burning down while they are away. The problem with this strategy is that we can't have 100% certainty in this world, so the person with OCD is chasing an illusion. The illusion is that they can have control over random bad events. However, even most people with OCD live with the idea of not having certainty, although they may not be fully aware of it. In treatment, if I suggest to them that something is not likely, they will often respond with, "That's not okay. I need to know it will not occur." So an example I frequently use with my clients to help them understand the concept of probability and whether something is likely is to imagine that I have a small rock that I mark in some way, and I throw it out somewhere in the world. Then I ask my clients, if I gave you a substantial reward to find that rock, would you look for it? Invariably, they say no. When I ask why, they respond with, because it is impossible. This is a good example of the difference between what I call theoretical probability and practical probability. Theoretically, it is possible to find the rock. However, the odds of finding that rock are so low, because it could be anywhere in this world, that people estimate the practical probability as impossible. What I have observed with many people with OCD is they are basing their expectations or fears on theoretical probabilities rather than on practical probabilities. For instance, with the previous example of hitting someone while driving and not knowing it unless stopping to check, is this possible? Theoretically, it may be possible, but the odds are enormous because a number of things would have to occur. First, the bump would have to be indistinguishable from a bump in the road. Is this likely? Have you ever seen someone get hit by a car in a movie? The bump is typically much more than a road bump. The car would most likely have to move significantly or even be seriously damaged. Second, there would have to be no other sounds. Is this likely? If someone gets hit by a car, there's likely to be a significant thud to the car. Imagine hitting your car with a baseball bat. In addition, there's likely to be screams from the individual or the bystanders. Third, the person driving would have to be seriously impaired not to notice. Is this likely? Most people with OCD who have this type of fear are not likely to drive impaired. So as I said, theoretically, it may be possible to hit someone without knowing it, but practically, it is impossible. By the time we add up all the things that would have to occur, it becomes practically impossible. Therefore, people with OCD need to learn to examine the practical odds. Let's look at the example of the house burning down because the stove was left on. Is this possible? Again, theoretically, it is possible. But what are the practical odds? Stoves are made of non-combustible materials, so they can be left on indeterminately without catching fire. In fact, people frequently leave them on for hours when cooking a soup without watching them, and nothing catches on fire. Well, people with OCD will often say, "But what if I have something combustible on the stove?" Even in that case, the stove is non-combustible. Therefore, if some paper was on the stove, for instance, it would burn up, but the stove would not catch fire. But what if it was something much more than paper, they might ask? Well, what are the odds that a person with OCD would put something on a stove that is substantial enough to start a fire? They might respond with, "What if someone else had left something on the stove that is combustible?" That would mean then that the stove is already on with something combustible on it. What are the odds that wouldn't already have been noticed? So again, we are left with the practical probability. What is the likelihood of burning down the house due to not checking the stove when leaving the house? Given all the things that would have to occur, it is practically impossible. In fact, our evidence for this is that if it was likely, homes would be burning down all the time because most people do not check their stoves when leaving the house. Which brings us to another aspect of thinking for people with OCD. They might say, "I understand that the likelihood is practically impossible for most people, but if it can occur, it will happen with me." In other words, they are changing the laws of probability for themselves. They believe they don't have the same probability as other people. This type of thinking is referred to in the psychological literature as magical thinking. It is a form of OCD that connects their behavior with an outcome that is not probable. Obviously, with this type of thinking, the logic of practical probability, as I have described, is not very effective. It is necessary for the person with OCD to recognize that it is magical thinking, which is not based on any evidence or logic, which can be difficult for them to do. What I have described regarding distinguishing between theoretical probability and practical probability is for those with OCD who are not taking the step of assessing practical probability. It is not for those with magical thinking. So if you are assessing based on theoretical probabilities, you need to examine the situation and ask yourself, what are all the things that would have to happen for my fear to occur? Then look at the probability of each of those things and examine the probability of all those things occurring together. Finally, ask yourself, what is the practical probability of my fear occurring? As I have indicated elsewhere regarding cognitive therapy, once you have created a challenge to your thinking, it is necessary to repeat that challenge frequently and firmly for it to develop into a new pathway of thinking. So once you have determined the practical probability, you need to keep repeating that probability to yourself until you can believe it and act on that basis.